So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment. Good time.
Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times, yeah, yeah, good times, keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times,
easy credit to rip off.
Good times,
scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba loves that song.
We are back on the TexasLending.com mortgage show after a week off, Bubba. We had a whole week from one Saturday to the next. Now we're back.
You got radio repeat last week.
We are back on the air. It's the TexasLending.com mortgage show with Kevin Miller, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, talking about your home loans.
We have Kevin Walker,
somewhere
too.
Around our 14th year here on the fan, and we're here to help you make some great decisions about getting yourself into a home, getting cash out of your home, bringing you up to date on what's happening in the industry so you can be helped here in DFW like no one else can be helped. We're giving you good, solid information, making good philosophical decisions about your finance.
Yeah.
Make sure you get in touch with us today. We want to take your text at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. I was gone for 11 days. I was up in Indiana. In Indiana.
Wants me, Lord, I can't go back.
Whenever I say Indiana, my wife goes, there's more than corn in Indiana. Or there's something. Apparently
or
a song.
I say Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana.
All right, well. We were there, and you know what? We transported some of that hot up there. It felt like Houston down there for about 5 days. We were up there, and my son was playing in golf tournaments. He played in the Northern Amateur. My son actually ended up winning that, which was a highlight of his junior career. Then he finished his junior golf career playing in the PGA Junior Championship, where they had a couple cuts there. He made the first cut and then had a... He had a couple wind-aided mistakes in the second day or the third day, and so we ended our junior career. We go to TCU in 2 weeks.
Woo-hoo.
to help the Horny Frogs get out there and win some golf, you know?
The Horned Frogs?
Is that what they call them? I don't know. We're not freshmen yet.
I don't think
Well, he's a freshman, so I think it stands.
And so we are here talking about your home loan. Make sure you get in touch with us up here, 214-354-5989. Want to make sure we're answering your questions for you. Information that we all need to know. Mortgage rates came down at the end of the week.
I wonder why.
You may wake up on Monday and see rates 0.25% lower than they were in the last couple of weeks. You might just see that. We'll have to wait and see how they come out on Monday. They can always go right back up. But as we had the tariff thing go on and we had the jobs report come out and mortgage rates went down yesterday. So that's good for you. If you're trying to lock your loan, if you're trying to get into that purchase this summer, kids are going back to school in a month or less than.
Well, high school football practice starts Monday.
Yeah, and so if you're trying to get into that home purchase and you think you already locked your loan, give TexasHoney.com a shot. Mortgage rates have dropped a little bit from the last couple of weeks, and so you may get a better deal. And every better deal you can get on a $500,000 loan for a home, new home purchase, that can save you a bunch of money. Make sure you call us. We can close those purchase loans pretty quickly in just a couple of weeks or less. Make sure you call us today. Bubba, you've been on the front lines out there seeing it. You said you talked to a good couple that they said they were a family. They had four kids, and they're trying to get themselves their first home.
We got them some down payment assistance. They have such a large family; they're income qualified, slightly over $100,000 a year. I don't know how a family of five on $100,000 a year. That's hard to say, but.
Are they a large family because they eat a lot of donuts, or are they a large family because they have numbers?
There's six of them.
Oh, there are six.
Four kids and two parents. And she doesn't work either.
Yeah. Well, you know, got to take care of the... I mean, my mother was a mother of four kids, and that's a full-time... I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah. And we were able to get them a nice FHA loan with 5% down payment assistance.
If you want to know about your options for getting yourself into a home, trying to get cash out, text us, 214-354-5989. If you don't know what to put in your text, tell us your income, your current credit score, your expected down payment. We'll give you some idea about how much home you might be able to afford, what kind of payments you should be thinking about with the income you're telling us, giving you some good, solid direction. And then if you're trying to get cash out of your home, we want to know the balance of your mortgage, the value of your home, as well as your current interest rate and your current credit score. We'll give you an idea about what kind of cash you can get out. Make it real simple. Let's keep it real simple and lighthearted this morning so we don't have to think really hard. It's hot outside. We don't want to be overthinking on a Saturday morning. We just want to get some good ideas. Okay, we already have a question, Bubba.
Oh, my gosh.
It is a first-time home buyer making $75,000 before taxes. That's what we want. We want to know your pre-tax income. I'm looking to buy 2 to 3 acres and build a home. What would be the best option? You know, if you're going to buy the acreage separate, then a house, and then build on it, that means you get to get a land loan. Most, if not all of your land loans are going to come from banks. Typically a bank in the area where you're trying to buy, they need to reinvest in their communities. And so it's a requirement of them to make sure that they're up to speed on getting land loans in their area. You're typically, if you're going to buy land, think 20% down. Think on land, and then think you're going to get yourself some kind of, what do they call those things? The balloon.
Balloon.
A balloon. A balloon. A balloon.
Construction loan.
A balloon loan for your land is going to be a situation where you're going to pay it like it's a 30-year loan. You're going to say, okay, I get to pay this off in 30 years. But they're going to call the note in 2 years. Yep. You're going to say, okay, we're going to give you a loan. Pay it like you're going to pay it in 30 years. And then it balloons. You got to pay the whole thing off in a couple of years. You're typically looking at prime plus 1 or 2. You're probably looking at a land loan around 8% to 9%. Somewhere in that category if you're trying to get yourself into that land loan. So think about that if you're going to buy the land. And then you got to get a construction loan. You got to get a builder out there, and they have to do their blueprints, and they need to get that over to the bank. And when they got to get you a takeout letter of how much the final loan can be when we take out the builder and the land loan. The other option is find someone building on land. Find an area here where a new builder is building on 2 acres, or a new builder is building in an area where maybe it's a neighborhood where it's a requirement to have 2 acres. They used to have that. I don't know if we're still doing that. Well, the land eventually will go away, but yeah, we still have a lot of land here in Texas. But
realize $75,000, what you can buy, how much house you can build.
Well, that's the other thing. You're making $75,000, so you're making about $6,300 a month. So one third of that's going to be $2,100 a month. That's about the payment you're going to be thinking that you're going to fall into, a $2,100 payment. So you might be thinking of a $250,000 loan, somewhere in that ballpark. And so, if you, what can a $250,000 loan build you, buy you in land? That's what you're thinking about in terms of qualifications. Now, you gave us your pre-tax income. We don't know what you're writing off. And so, depending on what you're writing off and what your other debts are, that's going to impact how much you can afford. But there are options for you, and we can look into it. And if you're looking in a rural area, we might be able to get you, we might be able to get you into a USDA loan. Or, Bubba, you said you might be able to help with down payment assistance. We have
not
to take a look.
Construction loan.
Well,
you know,
well, that's what they want to do.
Yeah, and, but they might, and this might be a better deal.
Yeah, if it's an easier brain drain, we don't want to have you go out there and say, man, this is just way too much for me to deal with. Hopefully you have it all thought out and you can take your time doing it. It's going to take some time if you're going to buy land and build a home on it and all that.
Yeah, the nice thing about this deal that I'm working on right now for these people is basically they are bringing no money to the table. They got
down payment assistance.
TDT realtors got all their closing costs.
Sellers having sellers are paying closing costs.
Right. Yeah. And then there's extra just in case that doesn't cover everything. But they're going to get their earnest money and their appraisal money back.
Make sure you get in touch with us up here at TexasLending.com right now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Now listen. The Federal Reserve did not lower interest rates. When we say interest rates, we're talking about the overnight rate. Overnight means one day or one night. That's the rate that one bank will lend another bank money for one day. Hey, we'll send some money over there for a day. That's the suggested retail price. That's what the overnight rate is. The Federal Reserve says the suggested retail price of an overnight loan, but that moves. It moves daily. Sometimes the overnight rate will be lower. Sometimes it will be higher, depending on what people are willing to pay. They just give a suggested retail price. The Federal Reserve did not lower the overnight rate, and mortgage rates went down 0.25% yesterday. Listen to what I said. They did not lower the overnight rate, and mortgage rates went down. If the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rate, that may fuel inflation. That may make long-term rates go up. So be careful what you ask for. And just know, many times, and the many, many, many times that the Federal Reserve has lowered the overnight rate, the immediate reaction is for long-term mortgage rates to go up. Long-term trends, we don't know. It depends what long-term inflation does and your expectation for inflation, your 401k and your pension and your return on your investments. If you feel it's a good return to get a 5% or 4% return, mortgage rates go down. If you feel that you want 7 or 8%, just like everyone else, then expect mortgage rates to stay where they are. Right now, we're in a window, and that window hasn't moved much since last September. That window, as a matter of fact, when the Federal Reserve lowered rates last September before the election, mortgage rates went up 1%. They lowered the overnight rate a couple times, and the mortgage rates went up. Right now, they didn't lower the overnight rate. Mortgage rates went down. So what's going to happen? We don't know. But if you are locking that loan, call TexasLending.com. Text us your questions right now, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We had a listener, it's been texting me for the last couple of weeks, about wanting to get on to talk about homeowners associations. Let me just say this person is not a fan of homeowners associations. Coming to the same conclusion as I did is don't live in a neighborhood with homeowners associations. Saying everyone's trying to get out of their home, out of their neighborhood because of the homeowners association. There are some people whose goal in life is to have power. And one of the areas you may, if you're a person who's that power, you like power, maybe you can get yourself into a homeowners association and wield that power on people in your neighborhood. And so this person wanted to let it be known, and I they don't really need to be on the air. We talk about on the show, just you need to be careful about what homeowners association you're in, and you need to make sure that you don't have any weeds in your yard or flags that should not be flown.
Or your pool stuff is not covered.
Or you can't put a sign to sell your house in the yard. All these things, you know. You can't everyone. Yeah, anyway, it goes on and on, the HOA stuff. But we want you to send your questions into us. Again, I'm going to keep out giving that number out, 214-354-5989. Next question. And
should we take a break first?
And okay, this person said, I just wanted to say I closed a loan with you guys last week and I listened to your show every morning, every Saturday morning, and it was the easiest thing that I did and I appreciate it. When you give you those shots, you know, when you're taking your mortgage application, it goes down a lot smoother, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That mortgage. No, only kidding. I highly recommend you guys. I appreciate your text. Appreciate you working with us. We have some solid mortgage loan officers. Well, I don't know if they're solid anymore. They're a little squishy in the middle, but they'll be happy to help you with your mortgage when you call us. Go to TexasLending.com. We're going to take a break and come back and start answering more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Overlooking the three-headed monster.
The three-headed monster? What is that?
I don't know. It's just on that building over there.
Is that what it? Oh, it does say three-headed monster right there. The 4040 NCX building right here in downtown Dallas.
We're also overlooking the beautiful North Dallas High School
football field.
Football practice field that will be filled on Monday.
Well, I'm looking forward to football season.
I am too.
We don't know who we're going to root for this year because we don't know if the Cowboys are going to have anyone to root for.
We well, root for the Cowboys because
we'll see.
We live here.
Well, yes, that's why. That's why we do it.
For 69 years.
Yeah. Well, don't go giving out your age, Bubba.
Oh, yeah. That's
you're going
right.
to get a bunch of girlfriends calling in here. Let's make sure you text Bubba.
Yeah.
But that's on a different line. That's the burner line. We got a text line here for your mortgage, though. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. So many people, Bubba, they text and say, I didn't realize that Bubba was, you know, one of those people with extra numbers in his age. Yeah. Extra numbers in his age. And so,
as you're staring at me with a neck brace on, you know, from surgery, you know. Yeah. So
make sure you get in touch with us, though. We want to help you with that home purchase. If you're a first time buyer, maybe you're self-employed. We have the non-QM loans. If you need alternate ways of documenting your income, the rates aren't too off of where you're going to find the person who has traditional income documentation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you have bank statements, you might find your rate 1% higher, but you know what? You might find it.
Actually,
it depends on
not.
Your down, but you're going to have a higher down payment.
It all depends on your loan to value.
That's the thing. You're going to have a higher down payment, and we need to take a look. If you have great credit and you have your 20% down and you have the income documentation, you'll be surprised. Call us here at TexasLending.com. Mm-hmm. Even if your loan's in the millions, we can take a look at it for you and get it done for you on the non-QM side. We have great jumbo rates as well. We have amazing jumbo rates. We are banker, TexasLending.com, part of Network Funding Lending Partners. And TexasLending.com is the call center division here in Texas. And so we're happy to help you get your loan done. Make sure you get in touch with us today. All right, 214-354-5989. That's our number, and we have some questions coming in.
Ooh.
Are you ready, Bubba?
Ready.
Can I use my VA land loan outside the state of Texas? Can you use your VA land loan? You can get a VA loan, if that's what you're talking about.
No, a VA land loan.
Yeah.
To buy land like in Arkansas or Louisiana.
Yeah,
of course you can.
Make sure you get in touch. Well, we have loan officers licensed in Oklahoma. We have some licensed in Arkansas, Louisiana. Depending on where you're trying to get that loan done, we can help you get that over to one of our loan officers and help you there. Okay, we get the VAs coming in now. Call us, veterans. Text us. 214-354-5989.
We have great VA rates, too.
Yeah, we do have great VA, FHA. We have great rates all together.
Yep.
VA loan, and I keep getting calls about the VA IRL. What is it, and what are the pros and cons of it? The VA IRL is the IRRL.
Interest rate reduction refinance loan.
Yeah. Interest rate reduction refinance loan. IRRL. And so when you talk about FHA, you have an FHA streamline loan. You have a FHA standard refinance loan. And on VA, you have a VA standard refinance loan. And you have a VA IRRL. The VA IRRL is a loan where there's simplified documentation in terms of what you have to document in terms of getting your loan done. And so there's no pros and cons to it. The pros are you have reduced documentation requirements. The IRL loan, you're going to basically is be dropping your interest rate there. And so, you know, there's no cons to it at all. It's a VA refinance with reduced documentation over a standard refinance. That's what you're looking at. So you want to get the best deal.
I haven't done one in 5 years because the rates have been so high. So, I don't see the
point.
But
a couple of people got into a rate a couple years ago at 8.5, and now they want to get it down to 6.5.
On a VA loan? I don't think so.
Take a look at us, TexasLending.com. We'll take a look if you can drop your rate 1% from when you got in. Because sometimes you're getting into these loans where you got into a builder. Builder got you a loan, and now it's time to refinance.
Yeah.
Because the builders don't always have the best rates. So you have to know that. So once you can refinance it, then you get it refinanced. So call TexasLending.com for your VA IRL loan. There's, not again, no pros and cons. It's like a streamlined refinance in FHA is reduced documentation.
It has to make sense, too.
Yeah. And so get in touch with us. We'll be happy to take a look at it for you. Get that rate drop your payment. Good time of year to do it. We're getting close to that time of year in a couple months from now, you're going to have to start getting your taxes brought to closing when you get your refinance done, as the tax bills will be coming out in just about 6 or 7 weeks. You know, your tax bills will be coming out. Once the tax bills are out, when you refinance a mortgage, you got to bring those taxes to closing. Right now, it's not the case. You can still get a refinance done without bringing those full year of taxes for the property taxes to close.
So right around the 1st of October is when that happens.
It used to be that's when the tax bills would come out. Now I'm seeing those tax bills come out in the middle of September.
Yeah, they're wanting to get that money in quicker.
Yeah. Well, they are flush with cash right now. A lot of these cities are because the values of the properties went up so much that the property taxes are going to be going up for the next 5 years as the property taxes can only go up 10% per year on your property, but your home values have gone up 50, 100% in some cases. So until those property taxes catch up with the increase in your property value, you all need to be thinking about how much your property tax is going to go up. If you're paying $10,000 a year in property taxes, might next year be $11,000. In a couple of years, it might be $13,000 in taxes. You'll have an extra $250 a month going to taxes mm-hmm. for your city. And hopefully that means you have nice streets to drive on. Hopefully the teachers smile more. The firefighters have better water to put out the fires. Hopefully all those things go on. Okay. Make sure you text us at 214-354-5989. We want to answer your questions here. So get in touch with us, and we can help you out. Okay. A colleague told me about forced appreciation. That's called marriage. That you don't need to talk to any colleagues about that. It's, you know, that's why they have anniversaries, forced appreciation. You know,
date nights.
Okay. Jokes aside, if I buy a second home, could I put down a small down percentage, pay the MIP temporarily, do the upgrades, then show proof of upgrades that clear the value 20%? That's not how it works.
Nope.
It's not how it works. Can't show the increased value. You know, the loan that's put together is a legal document. And that legal document says you need to pay down to a point where either if you don't have enough equity in the home that you need to have PMI or MIP, you need to continue paying on that home until you have 22% equity in the original appraised value, unless you refinance it.
10% down on second home is the minimum.
And the only way to around that is if you have maybe a private lender who says, okay, I understand you did the improvements and now there's equity. I don't need the MIP anymore. When you find that person, let us know because we are all interested in unicorns and fantasies. Okay. So, and you know, really we haven't found that person who's going to, we haven't seen the lending institution that forgives or changes the document that you signed for the original loan. If you want to get that second home, you can do that. We say a little down payment.
10%.
Yeah, you're going to have rates on the second homes that are 1.5% higher.
They're the same as investment property.
Yeah, the 2% higher, 1.5% to 2% higher. You may be paying points up front to get, because sometimes these second home rates are not even on the rate sheet.
Yep.
Because of the secondary market squeezed in the mortgage business right now. It's squeezed. That means there's not a lot of room out there to fit in. When mortgage lenders are getting you quotes for investment properties, when they're getting you quotes for second homes, the secondary market charges fees to the industry, whether you're a bank, a lender, a broker. Mortgage lenders get charged fees for doing a second home or an investment property. How do we recoup those fees? We got to charge you, the consumer, or we're going to put it into the interest rate. But the interest rates have a cap on them. So we cannot throw it into the interest rate. We got to charge you up front. When you're getting an investment property right now or a second home, you may be paying a couple points up front on your closing cost to be able to fit your loan into the secondary market rate sheet. I hope you all didn't just drive into a wall.
You didn't. I just saw a car.
I was listening to the fan show and they made my head hurt. I drove into the wall.
I just saw a car hit the wall over there.
Yeah, next thing you know, they're going to come to cuff me for, oh my God, four people just drove into the wall. They're talking about the investment property sheets. Okay, we won't do that anymore. All right, no more of that.
We have fun on this show.
Text us your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. You're driving down the road with your spouse right now to say, see, I'm not the most boring person in the world. It's that guy on the radio.
It's not me. It's that guy. So I'm increasing all your self-esteem right now by realizing that you are not the boring one. We are the boring ones. We are the mortgage people.
That's right.
The least interesting people in the world. If you put us on a scale, you have to put the Dos Equis guy on the other side of the scale, and the least interesting guy is on this side, and we balance each other out.
We're on the ultra side. Okay. Globe Ultra.
All right. Make sure you get in touch with us. Okay, here comes another one.
Here comes another one.
You mentioned down payment assistance and not having paperwork for verifying income. I have an 800 credit score and I have a job. How do I qualify for down payment assistance? It's really your income that you're making in the area that you live in. It's a median income for the area that you live in. If your income is under the median income, then you may qualify for certain down payment assistance programs. We got to take a look and find out where exactly you live and if it qualifies for that income. And so we can take a look at that. But also, if you're living in a rural area where there may be acreage, you may qualify for a zero down USDA loan.
This is USDA.
The USDA loan. The USDA found that they were out there grading everyone's beef. They were out there
while we're out there,
choice or prime. And they are out there and they said, wait a minute, these people don't have any money to buy houses. Maybe we can start a loan program and get some insurance. So someone out there got smart and said, hey, can we do some loans for people out in the rural areas? We'll get this insurance fund put together and we'll start giving zero down loans for people in rural areas. And so the USDA does have insurance. They insure zero down loans insured by the government for people in rural areas. You have to have the primary qualifications are you need to be in a zip code that qualifies for USDA. And so you need to have, there are income restrictions and there are down payment. If you have the down payment requirement for an FHA or conventional loan, you're not going to qualify for USDA. But if you can prove something that you don't have, which is down payment, then you don't have it, then we may qualify for you for USDA. So that's the zero down USDA loan program with USDA insured insurance that gets on that mortgage. They have great rates like FHA and VA. Bubba, you've done a lot of USDA loans over the years.
Love them.
And we want to
even have less. The MI is less.
The mortgage insurance is less than you're going to find on FHA.
Yep.
And so the good solid loan programs. Or we can look into a down payment assistance program if you qualify. So
if you qualify, that's true.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba will reach you after the show if you want to get your yourself in line for having your questions answered here on the show. Text us now at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. We'll get back to your questions when we come back. After these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
Dun-na-na-na-na.
We are back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba waiting for your questions at 214-354-5989. We had that person text in a little bit earlier. They were texting about, can I buy a second home, put 20%, you know, put a minimal down, pay some MIP for a while until I make the improvements and then just have the MIP go away. Here's the deal. When you do put your minimum down on a second home, you're going to have a higher interest rate and MIP. Now, once you've done the improvements, now that you have a higher value of the home, you may now have 20% equity or 30% equity.
You might refinance.
You might be able to refinance that thing.
And get rid of the MIP.
Yes. Now, if you get rid of the MIP and drop the, because once you have more equity, your rate will go down, as long as mortgage rates didn't go up. So if mortgage rates stayed the same and all of a sudden, now you have 20% or 30% equity on a second home, you'll have a better interest rate. If you can drop the MIP, if you can drop the interest rate, it makes sense to go ahead and get that thing refinanced once it's done. Now, here's the deal. When you're making the improvements, do this for us, though. Do keep the receipts of all the cost of you doing those improvements. Depending on how long it takes you to make those improvements, it might take 6 months. It might take a year. And once you have them done, we can use a new appraisal to refinance and get the other note that was a legal document taken out, get a new document put together with a new home value, a new loan amount, a new equity position. And so that's what you're going to want to do there. And so, here's the thing is you don't want to be paying a whole bunch of closing costs.
If you're looking to refinance this later, don't be putting $10,000 down. Now, if that's what it takes to get in the home,
Different story.
It is a second home and we can't squeeze in all the fees into the interest rate. A lot of people raise their rate to pay off some closing costs. I want a zero closing cost loan. That means you can have a higher rate. We have to throw it into the interest rate. And so...
I haven't seen much of that.
Because the secondary market does not have... it does not allow it. We already caused four people to drive into the wall. We don't want any more of that. We're not going to talk anymore about rate sheets. We're going to talk about how to get yourself into a home. We're going to talk about you inviting us over to your barbecue in the afternoon. Hopefully it's early in the afternoon
hopefully
before it gets
you have
too
a
hot.
Pool.
Yeah, hopefully you have a pool, margarita machine. We'll bring the margarita machine. You just invite us over. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. That's our text line. Go to texaslending.com. Today, one of our experienced loan officers will help you get your loan closed quickly.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Man, we had a situation this week where we had a person trying to get into a condo. And it's an interesting situation where they have all these rules when you're trying to buy a condo. And I've seen it over the years. They have these condo questionnaires. We have to send it to the condo association. The condominium association has to answer all these questions.
The HOA.
Do you have any lions running around in your property? is the pool have any water in it? Are your common areas finished? Are you still working on it? Because back in the 2008 scenario, when the financial crisis hit, there were condominium complexes being built, and the condominium builders went out of business.
And they just stopped building.
And so there's half-finished pool, half-finished common areas.
Half-finished high-rise.
And now you're stuck in this area. You're the first one in. You're living in this place. They have these condominium questionnaires to make sure that these areas are completed, and there's nothing in there that would make the lender have any problems. And so a lot of those, for example, how many of the units are owned by investors.
Well, right? I got a story about this one.
Because if the landlords own 100% of the units, then they're all investment income properties. And so are they keeping the values of the properties up to speed? So there are rules and restrictions of what kind of loans you can get into, whether it's a conventional loan, an FHA loan, and you can come to us and we can say, we can put it into a system. We can put it into a computer and it says, yes, this condominium is approved for FHA and Fannie Mae. But Fannie Mae and FHA keep on putting new rules that are not, yeah, they're not in the computer system.
Right.
And so we get the initial up front, and then when we get the information from the condo association, the information from the appraiser, we type that information, we send it to Fannie Mae and say, okay, with this additional information, is it approved? And it says, no, it's not. Now you're in trouble because you have this contract.
Yeah.
And you have this condominium association with all the rules that they've put together. It no longer applies. And they don't have all the rules in the computer system yet. So it's all up in the air. It's a mess. And it's a mess for realtors. It's a mess for buyers. It's a mess for sellers. And we just want to let you know that that's a thing that exists out there. And
I just had one recently. It was $125,000 condo. Got the HOA, the condo questionnaire, and there was 172 properties, and one guy owned 130 of them.
Loan couldn't be done.
Not even on non-QM, it couldn't be done.
You have to get a private investor to do it, or maybe the guy that owns
hard
all the
money.
Other units. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the things that happen that we cannot anticipate upfront, other than just letting you know by listening to this show that those things do exist. So get yourself prepared. And call TexasLending.com so we can hopefully get you prepared. When you're trying to get that home purchase done, go online, get your information in there today. We will contact you, set up appointments, get you quotes, get you free applications, free pre-approval letters, over to good realtors, great realtors, and that's what you want to work with. Okay, here's a question. If you want to get your question in, it's 214-354-5989. How can I stop paying PMI? You can stop paying now. You might not be in the house for long, but you can stop paying anytime. Okay. Can I stop paying PMI? Home was valued at 140 at the time of purchase. I owe around 109. It's an FHA loan. I made a lot of improvements and should now be worth 200. You might want to refinance it into a conventional loan.
Yeah, you'd refinance it into a conventional loan.
If you're refinanced on an FHA, you're just going to start the PMI over again.
Right.
If you want to get rid of the PMI, refinance it into a conventional loan. Depending on how long ago, I don't know how long you've been in the house, but if it's been 6 months or longer, you're going to be able to use this new appraised value.
Yeah.
And we can refinance it now. You owe 109. It's worth 200, you think. So you have a lot of equity in there. And if you have over 35% equity in a property, you're going to qualify for the best interest rates. Your loan size is on the lower side now.
Yeah.
You know, once your loans get over 253, over 300,000, you start seeing the best interest rates. Once your loans get, you know, under 150, you start seeing the rates a little bit higher. But if, depending on when you got this property, we don't know when you got this FHA loan. What rate are you looking at? Retext us your current interest rate. We'll let you know.
What is your current PMI? It can't be that much on 140, 130. It's got to be like $70 a month, $75 a month. So, you know, if you're going to get a worse conventional rate than you have an FHA rate, you know, it has to make sense. The loan won't go through unless it makes sense.
We don't know what your rate is. You know, if you're sitting at 3.5 or 4 or 5, not going to be worth refinancing at all right now. And you're saying, when are rates going down? Well, we don't know when rates are going down. Rates could go up. But the whole country. In all countries, we all live in a Seinfeld episode. It's complete neuroticism every single day. Everything's neurotic. The stock market, the news.
Michael Parsons.
Everything. The Cowboys. Everything is, you throw your hands up in the air and your hair is going in 17 different directions at every minute of the day. That's the world we live in. So we don't know, with tariffs and interest rates and wars and inflation or deflation. We don't know what's coming. And so we just know that when rates did go down in the last 25 years, the three times they went down significantly, it was because of a catastrophe or a, or some kind of thing that approached a catastrophe.
True.
If you want to call COVID a catastrophe or the financial crisis a catastrophe or 9/11 a catastrophe, the implosion of the dot-com bubble, these things which caused major movements in the bond markets. Just know this. Our federal government has a whole lot of debt they can't repay.
$36 trillion.
They went from $10 trillion of debt in 2010, after all those years of having a country, to $35 trillion of debt just 15 years later. So we've added $25 trillion in 15 years after having $10 trillion of debt. Most of that came out after 1970.
Yeah.
Okay. And so with that debt, the federal government has to refinance. I read $9 trillion they have to refinance. Does the federal government want to refinance $9 trillion of debt at 7 or 6% or 5%? Or does the federal government want to refinance their debt at much lower rates? Who knows? But things do happen when the federal government's got to refinance their debt. We don't know what's coming. Just know that when the federal government has to refinance their debt at lower rates, they need to have rates lower for them to do it.
Yeah.
Whether it's manufactured catastrophe, or if it is, or if they just say, by edict, the Treasury calls up their favorite banks and say, hey, banks, buy these mortgage rates, these long-term rates down so we can get the long-term rates refinanced. We'll see how it goes. The federal government does a lot of refinancing of this debt at shorter terms. Sometimes they do it 2 years, 3 years. We'll see how it goes. And that's enough bond talk today.
Oh, yeah. I just saw another car run into the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
we judge when we
get on topics, we just look at how many people are listening to the fan by how many drive into the wall. I was talking about rate sheets and bond
markets. Or they
markets.
Start going zigzagging across the highway there.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to get to more of your questions. Get them in now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. We'll get to those questions after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. Mm-hmm. We are back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show.
The quickest mortgage show hour in radio history.
214-354-5989. That's the text line. We had our friend text in earlier, and they said they have a lot more equity in their house. They had a $140,000 loan they owe 109. They said their current rate's 5.89, and it's a second home. And so if you're trying to refinance that and get rid of the PMI, that's probably not going to happen right now with where rates are, because your second home rates are automatically higher. But you do have the equity in the house. So with the equity you have, you're not going to see the second home hits to the interest rates, because they have about 40% equity, over 40% equity. So you might want to look, but right now the problem is you're at 5.8. And so you're not going to see a rate better than 5.89 right now.
And your mortgage insurance can't be that much.
And so let's take a look. When rates drop, when the federal government needs the rates to go down, they may go down. So
when they want to help the mortgage business.
When they got to refinance their $35 trillion of debt to lower rates, then we shall see mortgage rates lower somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Okay, this person says they're in market for a home, and they would be a first-time home buyer.
Yay!
And they make $68,000 a year before taxes, but don't have much saved to pay down. We had a person text in earlier. You might be in a first-time home buyer down payment assistance scenario. Just know that a first-time home buyer down payment requirement for conventional loan is 3% if your income, if your credit qualifies you. In FHA, minimum down payment percent is 3.5% out of pocket minimum. Mm-hmm. VA has zero down loans. USDA has zero down loans. And there are down payment assistance programs.
Can help you with that.
There are some ways to get in for less than 3% down on conventional, depending on what zip code you live in. There are some Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac incentives for a little bit less than that. But we have to take a look at your situation. Everyone qualifies for something different. But with your income of $68,000 a year, it sounds like you may qualify for about a $1,900 mortgage payment, somewhere in that vicinity, $1,800 to $1,900 a month. And so that might qualify for about a $220,000 loan, somewhere in that ballpark. And
on FHA,
we have to take a look and see what kind of loan you're going to get.
Depends what, on credit,
what your credit
too.
Score. Yeah, all those things. And it's going to be somewhere in that ballpark. $220,000 loan maybe for approval. If we can get you some down payment assistance, or if you get that first-time home buyer incentive that we might have, depending on, it depends on what zip code you live in. But it looks like with your income, you might qualify for that. And so, for example, conventional loans have a minimum of 3% down for a first-time home buyer program. But depending on your income and your zip code, it might be 2% down. And so sometimes those come with higher rates. So that'll impact how much home you can afford. But we'll help you. We'll help you because all this is, it's a free qualification. So when you call us, we run your numbers and we say, okay, here's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Somewhere between here and here. You're looking at somewhere between this down payment and this down payment. You're looking, could it be 2%? Or 3% for a first-time home buyer, depending on your credit. Might be more if your credit's lower. You might need the 3.5% down FHA loan.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to depend on your debt ratio too.
Yep, your overall debt to income ratio. We'll take a look at all of it.
Yep.
And so make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We'll be happy to help you get that free pre-approval and get us your questions now. 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. We mentioned at the top of the show, mortgage rates came down this week a little bit, especially after the tariffs kicked in on August 1st and this jobs report came out. And the jobs report, you know, said that, well, the economy's not the economy because they are laying a lot of federal workers off right now. So it's a lot of the job, lack of jobs is lack of federal government employees. And so that might part of me might be part of that. We'll see how it all takes.
All shakes out.
How it all takes place coming up. And whatever the news is whatever we have to hear, right? We don't get to create it. We are not creators of news. We are receivers.
We are the messengers.
We are receivers. Our little brains are receiving the information. And so make sure you get in touch with us at TexasLending.com so we can help you out with your cash out refinance. We didn't talk a lot about home equity today.
Oh.
I know a lot of you are getting it because we saw a lot of them last month. A lot of second lien home loans, a lot of fixed rate second lien home loans, keeping your first rate intact, your first nice low interest rate first mortgage, and then you're getting cash out of your home and getting ready for college for your kids or trying to get those improvements done. We can help you here at TexasLending.com, so make sure you get in touch. Bubba, anything that you see happening out there that you want to make sure everyone knows about that they might otherwise not have known about, or do they already know it all?
Yeah, I still want to bring up the fact that you can get a second lien on an investment property or a second home cash out too.
Yes, we can.
A lot of people don't know that. I mean,
they know I have. I got an investment property. I can't get a second lien.
Yeah, you can.
Well, you can.
You can. You can.
Yes, make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We can help you out with that.
We're the little engine that can.
Yes, yes.
The website.
Yes, and we got them here at TexasLending.com. So make sure you get in touch with us today. So it is the final stretch here in August for the summer for kids in the last few weeks before they go back to school. Last few weeks for some of you parents before you send your kids to college. And before you move into your new home, your new neighborhood, your new zip code, let's get those loans locked with TexasLending.com. We'll get you over to one of our great realtor friends. You can always call TDT Realtors. TDT Realtors over there in Arlington. They'll be happy to show you a home here in the DFW Metroplex or North Texas. Get in touch with them today. And make sure that you stay tuned every week and here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We've run out of time.
Yep.
Again. We hope you enjoy the rest of your sports weekend. We don't have any more things to share with you today, but we will next week.
Yep.
So make sure you tune in when you come back with Kevin Miller and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right back here on 105.3 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website.
It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.